Hello, and welcome to a Vashon Minute, where we take a moment to focus on one island issue or one island person at a time. I'm Susan McCabe, your host for this episode, where we will focus on gardening, a popular passion for many islanders. And I'm thrilled to have as my guest today the region's best-known expert on gardening, Cisco Morris. Welcome, Cisco. Ooh la la. It's so great to have you here. And I know that you're going to be here on Vashon Island next month. Yeah, and you're going to be at the Vashon Theater at 5 p.m., is that right? Well, I'm sure there are going to be tons of questions that day, so I'm going to try to get mine in. Despite the fact that a Vashon Minute is 15 minutes long, it doesn't seem long enough to learn all we want to know from you about gardening here on Vashon. So let's start with the drought. The whole state is in a drought, including Western Washington. How do we stay green without taxing our precious aquifers? Oh, well, they are, because we're not cutting down as many trees, I guess. And that's a good thing. Yeah. Oh. Of course. Of course. So wow. So that's really good news, because I thought that wood chips weren't that great for gardens or for the soil, but apparently they're really great for the soil. That's interesting that it's different. Yeah. Oh. So, are there other forms of mulch that might be more accessible? Like if we mow the lawn, should we put grass clippings as mulch? Oh, compost. Oh, good. Oh, okay. So compost and wood chips can help the plants retain moisture during this drought time. Oh, cool. Right. Yeah, I think a lot of folks around here use the drip irrigation process. I've always wanted to have a garden that was blooming all year round. Is that possible? What do I plant if I want to have flowers all four seasons here in the Northwest? Yeah. Oh. Yes, I have one. It is wonderful. I love it. Yeah. They do. And they bloom in the winter? Ah. Mahonias, now they're called, they're bitterness, but so these Oregon grapes. Wow. So we can go to your website online and get a list of plants that bloom all through the winter and all year round. Cool. Nah, it's just the Wisconsin accent. So you are knowledgeable about gardens and gardening all over the country. Can you tell us if you are seeing changing trends in landscapes and what those trends might be? Yeah, I've been doing a wildflower garden in one spot in my yard for years, and I can't tell the weeds from the flowers. So we're running short on time really quickly. This is a question I've been pondering for you. You've done a great job of combining your passion for gardening with your joy of travel. How long did it take you to realize that dream, and what is your secret? Oh. Wow. Oh, some of my favorite places. Okay, we've got 30 seconds left. In that time, I know you're hosting a tour to England next July. How does one join that? Oh, okay. I bet, yes. Well, folks, I'm talking with Cisco Morris, the gardener extraordinaire, and famous here in the Pacific Northwest and worldwide. He is going to be here at the Vashon Theater August 14th at 5 p.m., courtesy of the Vashon Maury Island Garden Club. Cisco, thank you for joining me here on a Vashon Minute. It has been a delight, and folks, you're going to have a lot of fun at the Vashon Theater August 14th. It's going to be a great conversation. Be ready to duck when those Brussels sprouts fly. Thank you, Cisco. It was. Thank you, dear listeners, for joining me here on a Vashon Minute. Stay tuned to the voice of Vashon. You never know what might come next.